This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
And I'm sure all of you will have this question. Yani, I don't love my children. I don't love my husband. Very good husband, helping me, doing everything. I shouldn't love my husband. Yani, I work hard, walillah alhamd, and I have wealth. I don't love it. I don't go buy a good house. What is the answer? Have you thought this way? Probably not. Because you're all looking at me, what is she saying? So what is the answer? Where is the balance? You all talk about balance. Where is the balance? So I don't love my friends. I don't study too hard to get to this university. Where is the balance? Who can answer me? Yes. I can't hear you, I'm sorry. MashaAllah. That's actually one verse will explain it now. Right? وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ This is in Surah Al-Baqarah. The cow. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحُبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ I'll translate in a second. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ Allah says, from among people, us, مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا And who takes from among people أَنْدَادًا أَنِّدْ is the one who is equal to another. A person equal to another person. They call it nid, competitor. But he didn't say they take people with people. He said they take people who are competitor to Allah. Really? And then he explains, يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ They love them like they love Allah. And I'll comment in a second. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا The true believer. The true. أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ They are way more. أَشَدُّ They are way more. Stronger. More passionate about Allah. So how do I love Allah less? Or no. How do I love Allah equal? Who can tell me? Equal. He didn't say less. He said equal. Really? Yani, I love my husband like I love Allah. I love my career like I love Allah. Who says yes? I love the wealth, my jewelry, my home, like I love Allah. Yes or no? No. No or yes? Which one is more? Really? Why I'm here? Really? I didn't say it, you answered, you will get it. You love Allah more. And I'm going to give you a couple of things in our daily life. And then let's take it one by one. So you love Allah more than your phone? Taban, sure. Yes? Anybody disagree? Okay. I'm hearing the people in front of me. So that I'm just... So you love Allah more than you love your phone, yes? Okay, alhamdulillah. You love Allah more than you love your children, yes? Everybody? Okay, just the front saying yes. What about the back? Allahu A'lam, Allah knows. Do you love your career? Or do you love Allah more than you love your career? Yes? طيب, alhamdulillah. Do you love Allah more than you love your home? Yes. Now this is going to be tough, the next one. Do you love Allah more than you love your beauty? Yes. Bismillah. So you love Allah more than you love your phone. Yes? So when the call for salah, when adhan comes in, and you are in the masjid, why you are still looking at your phone? قد قامت الصلاة قد قام. You're in the masjid. And I'm not saying you're home. You're in the masjid. And the imam is saying قد قامت الصلاة, get up. And you're looking at your phone, texting someone, or even worse. And I've seen this. I'm not making stories. Looking through social media. Which one? You love Allah more than you love your career? Now, no answer now. Alhamdulillah, that means you are thinking. So when my career require a haram action, we live in a non-Muslim country, why do I do it? There is a dinner, business dinner, and everything in that dinner is haram. It's not different opinion. It's clearly haram. Why do you go? Because you worry. I'm not going to get promoted. Or what do they think of me? Or I may get fired. You just said you love Allah more than your career. You love Allah more than your children. Why do you disobey Allah for your children? Do we do that? Do we disobey Allah to please our children? Absolutely. Now the painful one. Do we love our beauty more than Allah? Yes, we do. Do I leave it to you to think? Why it is very difficult to dress Islamic proper? You don't walk on the streets, and I lived in all, most of my life I lived in Western world. No one put a gun on my head, whether in a street or a hospital or visiting someone, and said, you take it or I'll kill you. And believe me, at that day I would have taken it, because that's what Allah tells me. Then why do we do it? Because we love it. The reason I'm saying this is I want you to start thinking. Remember what I start saying, where are you? So let's be very honest. And Allah knows. I'm weak. I'm not perfect. I'm not an angel. I was not born as an angel. I have my struggles. Say it. And acknowledge it, because without acknowledging who you are, where I am, where we are, I will not change. When somebody tells you, and they are overweight, and you tell them as a physician, it's not good for your health, and they say, no, it's excellent for, no, I'm fine with my health, then they will never change. Versus they tell me, but I love food. This person is honest. And he said, excellent, let's work together. Let's see how we're going to modify this love to make it in a way you will lose weight. Did you get my point? That's what we all need. And by the way, every woman in this room, the loves that I shared with you is very different. These people care less about their beauty. Even women, they don't. They're very happy who they are. And there is people who don't have children. I don't have this issue. And there is people who are not married. No husband, no issue. But each one of us in this room, and every woman, actually Muslim or non-Muslim, it doesn't matter, we have these attachments. And this hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and said it, actually before he said it, he asked Sayyidina Umar. And he said the meaning of, who is more beloved to you? The meaning of it. And he said, Allah, he put it in that sequence. He said, Allah, and you, Ya Rasulullah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and my nafs, me. And he said, not yet, Ya Umar, not yet. And he said, what's not yet? He said, you haven't reached it. Then Sayyidina Umar understood it. And then later on, he came to him and says, Ya Rasulullah, it's only Allah and you. He said, now, Ya Umar, al-an. When Allah and Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam becomes my focus. That's what I want to those who I want to please. That those are my priorities. Then you took the journey. Actually, you're on the journey. A very simple example, and this is our daily, I call it struggle. You all will feel this. Summer, and it is Fajr time. For example, when I came from the States, Fajr was 4:45. So at 4:45, usually what happens? You put the alarm, and the alarm goes on. What happens here? I'm tired. Five more minutes. There's still about an hour. This is reality. This is my struggle. Actually, when you have this struggle, this is a sign you have taqwa. This is a sign that Allah is in your life. Because what is salah? It's my connection with Allah. But I love to sleep. I'm tired, especially if it's cold or you slept late. And that, I call it struggle or that debate. Who wins at the end tells you who is number one. If you got up and it was very difficult, but you managed and you prayed and went back to bed, Allah is number one at that moment. And if you slept at that moment, pay attention. That doesn't mean all the time, all the day, at that moment. So the path of back to Allah is a path. There is always this dialogue. Why I am doing this? How I am doing it? Why I succeeded? Why I failed? They call it self-reckoning. You take yourself accountable. Sayyidina Umar said a beautiful statement. حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا وزنوا أعمالكم قبل أن توزنوا وَتَزَيِّنُوا لِيَوْمِ الْعَرْضِ الْأَكْبَرِ. Weigh your deeds today before it will be weighed for you, weighted for you. حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Take yourself accountable. You, me, us, before we will be taken accountable. And beautify yourself. He say, تَزَيِّنُوا. Beautify yourself for the day of the show, the big show. He was referring to Yawm al-Qiyamah. Path of Allah, one more time. Where are you? 10 is al-anbiya wa-siddiqeen, the prophets and those who are truthful. I am not. Ya Allah, make us. We're not. Am I 0? Am I 5? Am I 7? Do I really want to change? Do I really want to change? 3. Identify your weaknesses. Now I'm speaking current languages. My weakness is my attachment. Food is the biggest problem also. You may laugh, but that's why we can't do fasting outside Ramadan. Because I miss my morning coffee or tea or breakfast. Again, it's not haram, but it's attachments. And Allah is at that moment. It's hard even for me to say it. At that moment, Allah is number 2. Versus Allah should be number 1. Identify your weaknesses. No one in this room is like the others. Which one? Sometimes in a day, I have 3 or 4. Sometimes in the summer will be less. And in the winter will be more. Allah knows. 5. You ask yourself this question, everybody. Why are you here in this life? Why did Allah create me? Why did He put me here? Whatever here is, why? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Some of you may know this verse. I didn't create the jinn and the ins, right? Human and the jinn, but to worship me. That's how it's translated. Very poor translation. But there's no other word. Allah didn't create me from morning to evening, Allahu Akbar, and I'm doing salah. Who's gonna take care of this earth? Right? How am I gonna get married and have children? How am I gonna study? So why did he create me? To worship him. True. But what does worship mean? That's something we all need to memorize. Literally, if you have a piece of paper, write it down. Because it will change your concept of this deen completely. Because we think of the deen, of this religion, the following. I pray, I fast, I wear my hijab, I don't do haram, I'm perfect. And everybody else is less. True? Yes? No. Okay, Perth ladies, bismillah. Right? What makes you say she's religious? This is very narrow. It's true. You pray, mashallah, you fast, alhamdulillah, Ramadan I'm talking about. You do the obligation. But this is very narrow. Very narrow. That's it? And this is what ibadah, act of worship is. And one of the best people who said it is Imam Ibn Taymiyyah. He said, al-ibadah, act of worship. You could be here, sitting here, right? Is this an act of worship? Yes and no. Yes. Let me tell you the definition of it, and then we will apply it on here, because that's a practical example. He said, al-ibadah, kullu ma yuhibbuhu Allah wa yaradah. Everything Allah loves, one, and pleased with, two. So not only love, but pleased with. Okay, from what? من الأقوال والأفعال. Saying and actions. Not only actions. That's why I said, really? That's it? Sayings and action. And look at the next one. External and internal. Who lives and what lives in my heart? That's an act of worship. When I am so upset with someone, and we all go through this, because they did whatever they did, unfair, not pleasing to Allah, to me. What's my reaction? What feeling I have in me? Anger. I wanna do something, say something, revenge, right? And when someone tells you, don't respond, but you don't know what she said to me. At that moment, if I controlled my anger and I didn't say a word, and I can, that's an act of worship. That's an act of worship. The angels on the right side will run to write it. This is why I say it's not about only the external. We made the deen so narrow, so narrow. So here I am. Externally, I look very pious. And everybody else looks, so look, mashallah, tabarakallah. But then let me open my mouth. And I'm going to start backbiting everybody. And I'm going to start looking down at everybody. Is that the act of worship? So, kullu ma yuhibbuhu Allah wa yarda. You're here, right? This is an act of worship. Absolutely. Should be. Because there's no people get together, it's a hadith of Rasul ﷺ, get together to learn about Allah, but angels will surround them, Allah will engulf them with His mercy, right? And then Allah will mention them in His gathering. But can this be an act that is not worship? From my side, don't you think it's only you? From my side, here I am, quoting Allah and Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and I'm dressed the way Allah is pleased with. Can I be not an act of worship at this moment? Yes or no? And how is that? You're right. And how is that? What's in my heart? And why I'm saying what I am saying? If I'm looking at everybody and I was like, they don't know anything, then I am an arrogant woman. And that is one of the hated actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am arrogant. And may Allah forgive us all. We all have it. Please forgive me. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking all of us. When you walk out in that street and you see a homeless person, What is the first thing comes to your heart? You start judging them, right? And you look down at them. You don't say to yourself, what Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam taught me, Alhamdulillah alladhi afani mimma abtala bihi ghayri wafaddalani ala kathirin min khalqih. When I see someone less fortunate than me, physically, mentally, or economically, what did he tell me? What did he taught me, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? First thing I said, Ya Allah, I'm so grateful to you. You saved me from what you have tested others. And you have favored me over so many of your creation. I didn't do it. I worked hard? No, there's so many other people worked hard. But Allah put fruit in my heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put fruit in my heart. So here you are, act of worship. We're getting here, sitting here together, talking about Allah and the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And absolutely, this can be an act not pleasing to Allah. If you're sitting here and you're looking at the person next to you, again, I'm just giving examples. Why is she sitting next to me? And I wanted my friend to come and sit next to me. That's an act not pleasing to Allah. So every step, that's why we say all the time, we say it, but we just say it. Islam is the way of life. Don't we say that? Islam is my way of life. Okay, really? How is that? I'm driving in the street. Islam is my way of life? Absolutely. You drive by the speed limit, not because you're scared and you're going to get ticket. That's not an act of worship. That's an act of fear of a human being. Versus Allah wants and loves when I obey the laws. And it is against my nafs. Remember I told you me? Because me wants always to drive fast. Honestly, we love it. Especially with this new cars. We love that. And if the street is empty. So in every step in my life, honestly in every step, you can and you should, bi-idhnillah, turn it to an act of worship. Then you are absolutely taking the path back because you made him number one. Let's make a disclaimer. There is no act of worship if what you are doing or I am doing is haram. Period. There is nothing can change this statement. I cannot be sitting on that couch watching whatever I am watching on that TV. And that TV is haram. Has language, has scenes, whatever it has. And then I say this is an act of worship because Allah told me take care of your nafs and you need time, downtime. Which is true. I need downtime. And I need to take care of myself. Absolutely. Because me, I don't own me. Allah owns me. And this is a trust. He put it in me. But I cannot take care of it in a way that is absolutely hated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did you get it? So don't say act of worship. Oh, today I learned act of worship. Okay, everything I'm going to say, Allah, this is for you. So number one, what are you doing? And number two, and this is really tricky. Who are you pleasing? Who do you want to hear from or the compliment from? And we are creation of Allah loves to be complimented. We love it. Who doesn't love to say, wow, you look so beautiful? And if I didn't say it and you look beautiful, you're going to ask me thousands of questions. So what do you think? Don't you see I cut my hair? Why are you asking me this? Because you want me to compliment you. There's nothing wrong with that. Again, it's good. I feel good. As long as I don't get arrogant. But the point I'm trying to make, your actions, the daily actions, that is going to make my path remove the obstacles and I'm going back to Allah. As Sayyidina Musa, I love this ayah. It's in Surah Taha. Allah asked Sayyidina Musa, وما أعجلك عن قومك يا موسى؟ Why did you left your people quickly? قال هم أولئي على أثري. They are behind me. They're coming. But why did I run? وعجلت إليك ربي لترضى. I ran to you, يا الله, so you are pleased with me. That's when Allah is number one in your life. I heard this. I was in Hajj, in the group. Someone was walking very fast in front of us. And the Sheikh asked, why you are going so fast? And he quoted this verse. Because we're going to Arafah. We're going to Arafat. And the Sheikh could not say a word. عجلت إليك ربي لترضى. I'm running to you, Ya Allah, so you're pleased with me. That's what Sayyidina Musa said. And Allah then said, واصطنعتك لنفسي. I made you for me. So here you are. Every act in your life can be an act of worship. And then the scale will be very heavy. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ Those who their scale is heavy, those are the successful. You go out with friends. You're going to a halal place or you're invited in a home. Can that be an act of worship? Absolutely. Why you are going? Because she invited me and that's her right upon me. Number one. Number two, she'll be very happy when I go. Now you made a human being happy. That's an act of worship. However, if you are going and making sure you dress very well, so you are the best woman in that gathering, that's not pleasing to Allah. Even if you're wearing your abaya. Because now you are acting with arrogance. I sat down and I start looking at everything in the house and I'm going to find one or two or three or four or whatever faults in that house and I'm going to go out and talk about it. That's not pleasing to Allah. That's not an act of worship. Let alone what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about this and that and this person who she did or he did or whatever, that's all backbiting. That's all haram. And we have become, may Allah forgive me, number one, before anybody, we became so numb about backbiting that it is part of our life. Is it true? Is it true? And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, I'll share this with you because it really, when I learned this, yani it changed. I wouldn't say 100%, Ya Rabbi, I mean. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was in a funeral and they just buried a sahabi. They just buried a companion. And he was going back. As he was going back, he heard two companions talking negatively about the dead person. Something about he was not doing this act of worship. And the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam heard them. He didn't say anything. He just walked. And then on the right side, there was a dead animal. He looked at both of them and says, go and eat from that animal. He said, Ya Rasulullah, dead. Dead. You know what he said? Does anyone know? He said, you already did. He said, you already did. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ This is the verse in the Quran, Surah Al-Hujurat. And Allah says, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا Do not backbite each other. Do you like, do you love to eat the dead flesh of your brother? And you hated it. That's why it's a major sin. So here I am back to the point when every moment of my life, I'm going to switch it and make it an act of worship, which is possible without haram. And I need to be, you know how we much love selfie? Right? Everybody loves selfie. Nothing wrong with selfie. But I say this to myself before anyone. Can we have a selfie to our hearts? Just put it. What are you going to see on the screen? As one righteous person said, I think it's in the book, He said, if sins has a smell, you will not be able to sit next to me. If sins has a smell, you will not be able to sit next to me. So let's change, ladies. Very simple. Don't take drastic changes. But let's make it and priority. We always talk about priority. When we run around all day and I feel so overwhelmed and somebody look at you and say, what is it? I said, I have thousands of things to do. And there isn't much time. I said, okay, just put 1, 2, and 3. What's important? So let's make it here as in our path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm going to end up here. So we'll take some break and then we will come back for question and answers. Let me ask you a question. How many of you wants Allah to love her? Show me hands. Everybody. Is it possible? Taban, I love Taban. Who said that? I love it. Okay. And she said in Arabic, of course. Bismillah. She's absolutely right. How is that? What do I need to do?